And the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the COVID crisis, offering suggestions on how to combat the second wave of the coronavirus that is threatening to swallow the country. Dr. Singh, in his letter, has suggested 5 steps that should be implemented to arrest the rise of surging infections across India. The former Prime Minister has stressed on ramping up the vaccination drive to defeat the coronavirus pandemic, and he says that the centre must proactively support vaccine producers in expanding their manufacturing facilities by providing funds and other concessions. The letter also says that the distribution of these vaccines, jabs among states, should be based on a transparent formula. Well, joining us now tonight, our newsmaker of the day, we have joining us Mr. P. Chidambaram, Member of Parliament of the Rajya Sabha, former Finance Minister. Mr. Chidambaram, thank you for your time. Now, this 5-point guide on how to better manage the pandemic, in that Dr. Singh says he's forwarding these suggestions for consideration in a spirit of constructive cooperation. On that note, this letter talks more about transparency needed. What is the point Dr. Singh is trying to, and the Congress is trying to make here?
The point we're trying to make is there is official data which indicates that non-BJP ruled states are not getting their fair share of the vaccine, not getting their fair share of the oxygen cylinders. And the chief ministers have been desperately trying to reach out to the prime minister. The Maharashtra CM could not even speak to him on the phone. Therefore, we say, make public your transparent formula so that the whole world will know on what basis you are allocating these very essential items to the different states. But we're not saying don't give it to this state or that state. Just make public the formula. So that people will judge whether it's fair and transparent.
Fair and transparency is the need of the hour. This letter also talks about how states should be given some flexibility. Do you think the process right now is too top-heavy, especially at a time where the Prime Minister is also the main campaigner, seems to be the main campaigner for the BJP in a state election right now in Bengal?
Absolutely. I don't think it was right on the part of the central government from day one to assume all powers and authority. Even a letter written by the Home Ministry under the NDMA or the Epidemic Act is considered a rule, considered a law. And there have been any number of instances in the past where, for example, Kerala wanted a slight change and they announced it unilaterally. The Home Ministry pulled them up and said, you can't do that. Now, what kind of authoritarianism is that? The states are best placed to ensure that proper treatment is given to their patients, their citizens. And I think states must have a large degree of flexibility. They must be able to decide who will get it on a priority basis. It will vary from state to state. And I think the central government, what is the central government here? It is some joint secretary in the ministry. How does one joint secretary decide how the distribution should take place all over India?
Lastly, Mr. Chidambaram, in 1947, Nehru and Patel had reached out to their fiercest critics, invited them to join the cabinet. Do you expect the government to consider these 5 suggestions, as the Congress puts it, seriously, and to implement them for the good of India? Do you see pride, partisanship, party affiliation being set aside? And could the Congress do that too, to work with this government?
I'll reserve my judgment on that. I was disappointed that the Prime Minister did not acknowledge or reply to the Congress President, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi's letter written last Monday. But now the ex-Prime Minister has written a letter. The letter is on the table of the Prime Minister. These are 5 immediate steps to be taken. There are many more failures, many more missteps. In fact, the Congress Working Committee resolution statement yesterday lists 14 major failures. Every one of those failures has to be reversed. So that will be 14 steps to be taken. Of that we have picked up only 5 steps for immediate acceptance and prompt action. I have already tweeted that whether the government is serious about considering concrete suggestions, whether the government is serious about taking everybody's cooperation in fighting the pandemic will be known depending upon the response to the 5 suggestions made by Dr. Manmohan Singh.
So this letter by the former Prime Minister is statesmanly. There are no accusations, no politics, just suggestions. Mr. Chidambaram, a former finance minister, thank you so much for your time and joining us on Left, Right and Center tonight.